he knew what he wanted to do, and he was being productive and being rewarded for it. I think probably all of these folks I talk about, their growth as giant trees, wolf, analogous to the wolf tree in the forest. And in fact, you don't get that if you don't have a dean and an administrative structure in the university that appreciates that kind of work, that has an admiration for and sees the value of new research, sees the value of people who are doing these kinds of kinds of things, and giving them, you know, if you have a person who's very good at something, then you don't have to be looking over their shoulder. When you don't see them, you can imagine that you will imagine that they're off doing something good, because that's what they do. They do good things. And so when you get enough of those folks around, then the dean, I think, and the college administration became comfortable with the fact that, look, we've got some of the very best people on the planet here doing the kinds of things that that we think need to be done, that can serve the people of New York through the Ag College, that can provide new knowledge, and that can educate students in modern biology, and bring them, certainly stay abreast of developments, and be on the cutting edge. So there were all of these things that I think came together during that period of time, and it's not just an education, but there was post-World War II growth and optimism and flourishing in lots of different areas, in technology, for one, in manufacturing of automobiles, which has come to be the dominant species now in the country. It has its own reproductive rate and life history and life expectancy. Different species, of course, and so it's a new analogy. But